Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
I think I figured out a way for us to get TJ Watt and Trey Hendrickson, and we don't even have to give up all that much. Yeah. Addition.
I'm sure you know.
That's such a great scene. It's such a great scene on Seinfeld. Jair Alexander is no longer a Packer. Now what? Talk about where this team stands at the cornerback position. And how confident you may or may not be. Addition. And the Evan Cohen scheduled to appear. I'm guessing he has himself an opinion on Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers, on where the Packers are at in the pecking order, and maybe even the NBA Finals edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430. ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free Wisconsin, ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find in both the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay, where we will have our first mini camp practice today at 10:30. So I'll be joining you from an undisclosed location, very close to where football is being played. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. You sent me a scorecard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it from miniature golf?
No.
There's a lot of people in a restaurant. I assume that's Buck and Honey's. There appears to be a man who might be Santa Claus in his off season.
It's not Buck and Honey's, even though we love Buck and Honey's on this show.
What is this, and why are you sending it to me?
It is. I mean, so I've been doing a lot of golf outings the last month and a half, 2 months.
You have.
A lot during the summer. And I don't win many of them. I used to when we'd come back for the Wisconsin Legends Classic when I was playing for the G&G.
I was a little
freer swinger. Mm-hmm. I'd win long drives. I'd win things. And you'd get – eventually, you know, whatever. But I have not won a scramble in a while.
Mm.
Until yesterday. We got it done. And – you'll be surprised, but not surprised. What do you think the first place prize was for our charity? It was with our good friends from the Gordon Flesh Company. We didn't have to flush anything yesterday. We fleshed out a championship yesterday is what we did. We've been doing this for, I think, 7 or 8 years. We've sniffed championships. We've been right there knocking at the door. And yesterday we barricaded through. And for that barricading, what did we get?
A vortex guard rangefinder.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. That's what we did. So a couple of things. We have Klussy, who is my muskie guy. He's my Johnny Kluss is he's just the guy. I mean,
did you each get one?
Yeah, we all got one. There's
okay,
four
you don't
of
have
us,
to share it. Like, you don't have to rotate through. Hey, it's mine this week.
No. No, we did not have to share it. But we've battled. We won. And a lot of times, if you look at that scorecard, look at that back nine we shot yesterday.
You cooked up.
That's a beautiful
people will
back
say,
nine.
People
cheated.
Will say we cheated. And I know people, I would.
That's my
if
first
I looked
thought.
At that scorecard.
Couple
we
of,
did not cheat.
Couple too many twos to be real there.
Well, they're par threes, Jesse. The twos were par threes. It's a scramble, and Johnny Kluss is right around a scratch golfer.
So he carried you. How many?
No,
how much
actually,
did you contribute to this? That's what I want to
a
know.
A bunch. Let me tell you something. Put that scorecard back up, Jesse. I'll go through it with you.
Especially for those of you listening on terrestrial radio.
Well, I'm going to go through it. I made 10, 11.
This guy sitting behind you totally knows he's getting in this picture at the last
13.
He's got 14, mustard sauce 16. Dripping off his chin. He's wiping it off.
So on 16, I hit an absolute snaker right to left.
Is that
downhill.
A good thing?
I made five of the, I guess, nine putts on the back nine. I drove it pretty good. It was just a really good team effort. I totally jinxed us. We started off four under after the first four. I said something. We went par. So Jocko was out there with some of our friends from Zimbrick. It was just a good day. A good day and
today
a championship
was a good day
for the Gordon Flesh Company and Old T. Just a good day yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thanks. How do we feel? Let me ask you this. How do we feel about buying mulligans? How do we feel about
no.
that?
No.
Yeah.
Jason?
Charitable donation.
Okay, it's count that's me what
in.
I'm asking.
Don't yeah, tell me sure. you won this because you bought 100 mulligans.
We didn't buy 100. Here's, I'll tell you what, Jesse,
more
here's
than
the
10?
Deal. Yes, we bought 20 mulligans,
no.
but hold up.
20 mulligans?
That is an exorbitant amount of mulligans.
How much were they apiece?
Hey, guys, we ended up raising the whole group, and I'll tell you what, Melhoff, his wife, is running this thing now, the old kicker for the University
Taylor
of Wisconsin.
Taylor Melhoff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She did a fantastic job. They raised I want to say close to $80,000 on a Monday afternoon.
And that's just
so
your mulligans.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That's just the mulligans. But, Jesse, this is the thing you're going to be shocked by. Uh-oh. We bought 20 mulligans.
Didn't even use them all.
We only used, I think we used 11 of them. So we left 9 mulligans at the course. Now, can we bank those for next year? I don't think so.
I think we
have to say no. But that's part of the deal.
You still now, bought 20 mulligans and used 11, and you're calling this a championship.
Hey, Jesse.
This is
I
more
hate
of an asterisk than the Lakers or the Bucks winning the finals.
You're an
in
asterisk.
The COVID seasons.
There's no more handshakes either.
The deal is, this wasn't, we've done these outings where you get yarn, and you have 18 feet left on a putt, you can use it. That, to me, is ridiculous.
Yarn.
Mulligans, I'll say this. I would rather not have mulligans in this. And if we don't have mulligans, in fairness, we probably only shoot 12 or 13 under yesterday.
Appreciate
in fairness.
Your honesty.
But it raised it.
Would that have been good enough to win?
No.
Well, the team, Taylor's group finished 15 under. Mike Sherman's son-in-law was out there, Jason, yesterday. He was playing.
Zach Taylor?
And he came up to me. No, his other one. It came up and said that he puts me and Mike Flanagan as his two favorite players that he coached, Mike Sherman.
Mike Sherman nice. Does? Wow.
I think he was just being nice.
No,
but
I can believe
nice
that. I can believe.
I'm a big fan of Mike Sherman. So I guess in putting a bow on this thing.
Wait a minute. No,
they
don't
shot
bow it just yet.
Now, we're not bowing it up yet.
Are those
no,
are
just
those
the conversation. Then you can ask questions.
Oh, okay.
You can
right,
ask
sure.
questions. After.
Okay, go ahead. Yep.
They shot 15 under. We would have shot 12 to 13 under, no Mully. With Mully, it got us three, at least
Love
probably
Mully.
Three.
Okay, so
and
these the,
let me
these
show
little,
you
the,
right here
marks,
for our listener.
What are those?
For our listener, oh, that might be the use of the mulligans, I believe.
I count 13.
13? So we didn't use 7. I was off by 1. My bad. The 526-yard par 5.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give it up for Rollo. Did it all himself. That and for anybody, did it all himself.
With a mulligan.
Hit the drive, hit a smoked 3-wood, and then hit about a 25-foot bomb for eagle. That was what sparked us to a chip yesterday. So, good day, good day. Now I'm done.
So those are all, you used a lot of mulligans. And you used multiple mulligans on a single hole?
You used like 4 mulligans on one hole. 3.
Yes.
You used 5 mulligans on back-to-back holes.
Yeah, we were struggling. We had to pull out of it a little bit. If you notice, we used 3. We didn't even. It didn't even help us. We still only parred. So we were an honest group.
So you would add like a 7 or an 8 probably.
Thank
on
you
that
for
hole.
Your honesty.
A 7 or an 8? What the hell are you talking about? No. Do you understand how mulligans work?
If you had to use 3 mulligans on the same hole, that's awful.
Yeah, it was all on the same
and
putt.
And then you used
you
4 on a later
it's
hole.
All on a putt.
You used the
you
mulligan
line up the
on
putt.
A putt?
You can't
yes.
use mulligans
you
can't, on putts.
What? You can't do that.
Do you guys
That's
understand
not what, a
mulligan
what mulligans
is.
Are?
Aren't mulligans?
Yeah. Do you understand how?
Do you?
Have you guys? have you guys went to a charity golf outing ever?
Actually, I have.
I don't think you have.
Yes, I have. You're supposed to use them on your drives.
Yeah,
that's
mulligans
what a mulligan
no, that's
is.
Not how mulligans work in this. That's not how
I don't
it works
think
in...
you know how mulligans work.
This is
okay.
extra fraudulent.
You used
now.
Them on
so
putts.
Y'all,
putts.
Y'all think that that's shady?
Yeah. I don't think that's shady. I know that's shady.
You need to return that rangefinder right now. you.
Well. It ain't happening. I love Vortex. You guys know I'm a Vortex guy now.
Great partner. You, seriously,
you bought 20
you know.
Mulligans, and then you used 3 on one hole, and they weren't even
Listen,
on the
we,
drive.
Jesse, we used almost exclusively we putted, and that's if you're any if you have any common sense, you're going to use your mullies on the putting green. That's where you pick up strokes. So I don't know what the hell
what
y'all are thinking.
Is.
That's what you do.
Mulligans
you don't know what a mulligan
drives.
Is, then. A mulligan is a redo of a shot.
Yes, for
That's
drives.
There,
no.
are, there are often no. times. Did you check the official contest rules when you started the golf
I
outing?
Did not. I literally not... finished the show and jumped in a cart and went and played. That's what I did.
So I have golfed in several outings where in the rules it stipulates you can buy mulligans. That's often a thing that happens for a charitable cause. It's part of the game when you go to a golf outing of that nature. But it oftentimes stipulates mulligans to be used on tee shots only. Are you
Traditionally,
sure?
Traditionally, mulligans can only be played on tee shots, which are notoriously difficult to make accurately. And sometimes they may only be played on the first tee shot of a round, known
yeah,
as
and when
a
you're
breakfast
playing regular
ball.
Golf, this was a charity golf outing.
You can't use
boys.
Mulligans on the green to get 8 putts so you can figure out the read on 8th time
Apparently
a charm.
You can.
So you can get a 2 well, on a par 3.
Is.
That's not
you
how
cheated.
You No, yeah.
You
so y'all
cheated.
Think y'all think we cheated,
you cheated
huh?
your way to a chip yesterday. Yes.
Cheater McCheaterson.
Very interesting. This sounds like a little drama that I didn't anticipate. I was anticipating you guys being supportive teammates saying, attaboy, T, I know you're out here doing all these a lot
we
of golf
were.
Outings. You don't win jack.
We
and in fairness, I'm
we
out there
were.
For just a good cause. I didn't care if we won. I mean, I did want to win.
Then why'd you cheat?
I don't feel like we cheated. I feel like we bought
winning.
Mulligans and used them. We didn't even use all our mulligans.
All right,
get
Mel Half on the phone or get his wife on the phone. I want an answer on how were the mulligans intended to be used by the Gordon Flesh Company. That's what I want to know. Because my definition and most golfers, because I'm not really a golfer, I'm just a coach, define a mulligan as being used on tee shots. Certainly not on putts. And especially not in a scramble. I do have a question, though, since we're talking about cheaters in golf, namely you and your crew. So Sydney played in a tournament a couple weeks ago, and one of the boys that she was competing against was clearly shaving strokes off his score. What is the...
Oh, wow.
What is her
recourse?
That's a harsh accusation.
Explain what that means. What does that mean? Hitting balls out of bounds and not taking...
He had an eight, and then Sydney was the scorekeeper for their foursome, and he told her he had a six, and this happened multiple times.
Well, then you say, are you sure? Because you have to go through. It's on Sid as the scorekeeper to say,
so that's
no, actually, you had an eight because of this.
Like, yes. Is she supposed to, like, because she didn't want to be that guy and confront him, but she knew, and because I was walking with the crew, so I saw multiple
that's
instances of this.
That you were in her back pocket as she was golfing.
I was not in her back pocket. I was a safe distance away. Thank you very much. Giving her nothing but positive encouragement and no sort of coaching whatsoever, because those are the rules, much like mulligans. So
what coaching are you giving her, anyways? I've seen you golf. You're coaching her up. I guess you could be a good coach.
My game's improved a lot. Wait till I get.
Well, it's improved enough that you're still scared to even think about breaking 200 on it. But that's
well, how many mulligans do I get?
And where can he use them?
Anywhere on the course. All right. We need to get ready for Evan Cohen coming up. I would like to get to the fact that it's the first day of mini camps around the league.
All right. I just want to give you, because my boys from Gordon Flesh are listening.
This is so IPT.
They are listening. And let me tell you something. They are not happy with you two. This is almost the same as the video headlines. The vibe I was getting from the people that we produced video headlines. Here, and I quote from Nate, who I just told you about, Rolo had a great 13th hole. You know, eagled it himself. No mulligans, by the way.
Mulligans.
Go back and check.
Exactly.
No, go back and check. No mulligans on the scorecard on that. Man, did the big chip announcement on the show this morning fall flat. Those clowns, that's you and Jesse, don't understand the mulligan scenarios in a charity scramble. Thank you, Nate, and I hope you two clowns.
What were you going to call us there?
Numbskulls, I think he had on the tip of his tongue. Yeah,
but I didn't. You guys don't understand how charity scrambles work.
No,
and that's
you
okay.
Bought them. You bought them.
Yes,
which
we did.
Is the most important thing
to raise money for the
to
charity.
To raise money for the charity
to help.
Yes,
great.
Totally
day.
Agree.
Fair to do.
We are questioning the usage, not the purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Also, John Kerry, retired from the Mac Fund. Few have run more charity golf outings than me. I never heard of limiting them to drives. So Tausch was fine.
Never.
Oh, wow.
You guys don't understand charity. I have another text from my friend Brooke. She is a golfer. She says, I can't believe, and they call you bozos. I can't believe those bozos don't know you can use mulligans on putts. It's unbelievable to me. And she's got her hands clasped in her face. She's so disgusted with you two. So you guys, basically, we have grinded and we had a great meal after the outing last night. You guys have kind
of
taken the shine. Hold up. You have taken the shine off of what has been an incredible persevering. We finished second few tenths.
We thought
of ourselves last night. Hold up. We thought of ourselves as the Chicago Bulls getting past the Pistons. That's what we felt like winning last night. And then you guys, supposedly my teammates,
Houston Astros tipping pitches.
Yeah, Jordan, the game winner didn't go in at the buzzer. Good thing we get five more tries at it because we spent a few bucks.
Jordan you over guys, Elo. No, he missed it. Wait a minute. Let's replay that play.
You guys just urinating in our championship Cheerios. I am not very happy about that. But I digress. Well, you know what? It's time for Jesse and Jason to understand the rules of charity scrambles, as everybody is telling them, because they don't know. But it is also the time to upgrade your windows and doors, but you don't want to spend a fortune. like we did on our mulligans yesterday. Pella, the best in the industry, has a product line for every budget. Right now, get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan is to wait, guess what? You can get it now and wait to start making payments for up to 2 years later. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends June 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Also, no offense to Rolo, but him weighing in on the rules when he was part of the group that won is kind of like the manager of the Astros saying, "Nah, we didn't do anything wrong. We're fine."
That's not it at all. But.
And he didn't have to use the mulligans.
Right? That was I'm telling you, that was an impressive haul that he put together.
All I want to know is for those who are much more experienced, frequent golfers than me, when I say mulligan, do you think I can use that
on
a missed putt?
It's different. Charity outings are different than the real world, Jason. You don't get that.
Get out of
your basement. Go play in a charity outing and you'll find out.
I am going to get out of my basement. I'm going to go to mini camp. They practice at 10:30. We'll talk.
I don't know if they have mulligans. Actually, they have mulligans at mini camp. Hey, redo it. We didn't get it done. Yeah.
Jordan over Elo. Let's play that one again. More on the
Tausch. That was pretty good.
Straight ahead. Stick around.
That was pretty good.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We'll get to football a little bit later, including some live from Nitschke Field. But Matt Kunin, our MVT, those who say you guys should stick to football can kick rocks. Love the first segment. I would also like to say, for the record, I do not appreciate having my charitable instincts questioned and being called a bozo or a clown or a numbskull.
Whoa. No, hold up. Nobody questions your charitable instincts, your charity golf instincts we did.
So it's great that you bought so many mulligans. I love it. Like, I'm glad you guys ponied up because it's awesome. Because it earns money for the charity that you're promoting. Totally 100% on board. My mere question is, don't you feel like you're using them in an unintended way when you're re-putting? Re-putting. No. I would even expand it out to approach shots. I'd be okay with that. It's a charity golf outing. But the putting? Come on. You drive for show, you putt for dough. And you give everybody, come on.
I've never heard of anyone using a mulligan on the green in any capacity ever, unless it's just like you're
practicing.
Yeah,
you guys don't get out. Get out more. Hey, boys, get out more. That's all I can tell you. There is nobody that does charity outings that will tell you you can't use them on putts. Now, you just put up on the talk and text line, Jesse,
Drew in Dayton, Ohio. I'll get it back up here.
So Drew's 100% right. If you're going out, first off, I don't play. We play breakfast ball. We don't do mulligans. Once you become like a certain, you play enough golf, you know, mulligans are dead. You can play breakfast ball if you don't get to the range. You get two off the first, and then that's it. That's your day. My old buddy T-Stro used to call it prangies. You hit till you like it, and then you're done. After that, you're good. Here, you don't play mulligans anymore. You get that, and that's it. I don't do mulligans. My own golf, I never use mulligans anymore. It's over. It's done.
Prangies, like the old department store?
Yep.
Okay. Learn something new every day. Well, congratulations on your championship. We couldn't be happier for you.
Yeah, Jeremy, how many mulligans did the second tee place? Yeah, it's a great question.
How many mulligans did the second place team use?
You don't know?
I hope they use 60 because that means that more money was put in. I hope they had 100 mulligans. That's what I hope. I have no idea, though.
Okay. This has been fun. I don't like being called a bozo just because I'm questioning the veracity of your title.
I don't mind it.
Well, you should be used to it by now.
I have no choice.
Gruber Law Offices. We don't feel the need to take this to court, but if we did, David would be my first call. Actually,
so
I don't think he handles
defendants,
questionable
that.
Usage of mulligans. He plays in a lot of charity golf tournaments. I'll have to ask him how often he uses his mulligans. But I know this. I never want to have to call him because I need legal help because I've been seriously injured in an accident. But if you are, that's the call to make. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. Adam in Oregon or Oregon, depending on if he's in the Pacific Northwest or a suburb of Madison. Everything I'm reading says at a charity outing, unless stated in the rules, it is widely accepted that the use of purchased mulligans can be implemented at any point in the round. Adam, if you're telling me you're checking a rule book on mulligans, I'm calling BS. There are even suggestions to bank them for putts. Oddly enough, Adam was in Tausch's foursome. What are the odds of that?
No, he was not.
Look, I'm glad
he's reasonable
that
enough that he could have been, though. He actually understands how golf outings work.
We'll have to check the rule book for charity golf outings. And again, when you come in hot, showing off your scorecard, bragging up and down, and then drop the, we bought 20 mulligans, we used 13, and we used a lot of them.
Tried to sneak one by saying you used 11 just to make it look better.
No, I missed. That was, I knew we left
putts.
A bunch of mulligans on. I knew we left a bunch on the course, so it was off by a couple. That's on me.
Evan Cohen will weigh in because you know. I'll say this. I'm very eager to see if he comes down on your side because his default setting is to disagree with you.
I don't think I don't know how much he golfs. He is a lot more like you than you two ever could have imagined.
No,
you guys are
very
similar.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I know. I am. I really am. But my default setting is not to argue with you. My default setting is to agree with you. So that's one difference that we have. We will be joined by him next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Bucks.
In the landscape of today's NBA.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
Why would you be loyal to an organization? None of your peers are.
Madison's home of the Bucks. 100.5 ESPN.
Joining us now from Unsportsmanlike to tell us if Tausch cheated or not, in his opinion, it is Evan Cohen. Evan, good morning. How are you?
I am pretty good, guys. And you? I'm curious, cheated in his opinion. I'm curious to hear where this goes.
Yeah, so, Jason, tell him.
So Tausch played in a charitable golf outing yesterday, something he does regularly out of the kindness of his heart, being a great person and charitable giver.
Or he gets freebie swag bags. No big deal. Keep going.
Maybe both. And his group purchased 20 mulligans. Great way to support the charitable cause.
Right.
And used them, it would appear, 13 total usages. And it sounds like a high percentage of the 13 that they used were on putts. Did his team, which won the championship, thanks in large part to its mulligan purchases, cheat?
That's a very interesting question. So I am not a golfer, and I don't know the rules and regulations around this, but I guess the question becomes this. You're saying, is it cheating because of the idea that it's supposed to be used off? Is that correct?
I just don't think they're supposed to be used for putts. That was my biggest issue.
So, But you're allowed to purchase the mulligans, obviously, right?
Obviously, yes.
You're actually encouraged to do that.
Right, because it helps the charitable funds, obviously.
Correct.
Whatever it is.
Yes. Yes.
And so, now, the question, just so I understand, are there rules and regulations around how to use said purchase mulligan?
No, you use them wherever you feel like you can gain strokes to win. That's the whole point of doing it. Are you there? That's
Did we lose him?
That's a dead air.
I lost you for a second.
There you go. No.
Say that again. I'm sorry. You can use them wherever?
Well,
yes.
Traditionally, mulligans are not used on putts, but we're being told by the arbiter of all things fair, Mark Tauscher, that in charity golf
Hold up a
outings,
second. Oh, Jason, hold up a second. I told you the fact that you, being a prominent local celebrity, you have not been to a lot of charity golf outings. I said you and Evan are very – I knew Evan didn't golf or much. This should have been common sense. But it wasn't. Then you guys attack me, not you, Evan, Jason.
Attack.
And now everybody that has texted me or our show or you have said the same things, including the guy that used to run the Mac Fund and do charity outings constantly and is a great friend of the show, told you, and you still don't want to believe what your lying ears are telling you.
I just wanted to get Evan's opinion before we move forward. That's all I was trying to do here. And I was hoping, since he likes to disagree with you, that he would side with us. That's the truth.
So, okay. No, I think this is a good angle and good conversation. I would say that I totally understand where Jason is coming from. Because, in essence, it's a spirit of the rule, unwritten rule thing, right? Is the spirit of the rule to use the mulligan by way of putting? The answer to that is probably no. But is it within the rules? Absolutely 100% it is. So if Tausch and his teammates want to buy and spend more money, invest more money into the charity than anyone else to get as many mulligans as possible to basically guarantee themselves victory, how they use the mulligans, to me, not the issue. You know what the issue is? And a charity would never do this, obviously. The issue would be, should there be a cap and a max on the amount of mulligans anyone is allowed to purchase? That, to me, would be more
for slow play, and I get that. No.
John Kerry did mention it slows down play. That is true.
It does. But in fairness, I've played it. This is, I think, my third or fourth, maybe even more. It was the fastest moving one of the ones I've done so far, even with all the mulligans. So take that for what.
How many do you normally purchase, Tausch, would you say?
I think typically you want to be in that 5 to 10 range. You don't want to have – 20 is a lot. 20 was a lot. But we
Can
didn't
I
even use all
how
of them.
Much Again, they were?
I want to say there were, I think, 10 bucks, 5 or 10 bucks
a
moly,
okay.
Something like that.
All right. So for somebody like you don't even notice that that's out of your wallet. Okay. You know what? My official ruling.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised you don't do more. You don't do golf outings? A man of the people like you?
No, I don't. I'll tell you the story. 2003, okay. I moved to South Florida. I was invited to go to PGA National Resort and Spa in South Florida, in Palm Beach Gardens, where they had the rookie symposium, I want to say, in 05, Aaron Rodgers' rookie year, I want to say, was actually there, if I'm not mistaken. And they had the so they had this 3-day golf school, right? They invited other members of our ESPN West Palm team and I to go to. It was I'm not a golfer, and so I go from 0 to 100 real quick. 3 days golf nonstop, all you did all day, all night. I was in pain by the end of it. My hands were killing me. My body was killing me. I was not prepared for it. I was not a golfer. It was awful. I hated it. I hated it for me. They did a great job, obviously, but like, I needed some sort of in between. And since then, I have not played golf. It's just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love tennis. Okay. I play tennis. I just don't love golf. I like to play tennis.
And David Gruber, who's a very good tennis player.
5 or 6 years ago, that would have been fun.
One last question, okay, so we can put a bow on this, because I'm scrolling through the YouTube comments and I have I missed this earlier. John asks, please ask the important question. Did all four players putt again, and did that count as one mulligan?
Every time someone putted, that was one mulligan.
Okay. It's an important question. Thanks for clarifying.
I will
say. Matter
of
fact, if you look on the – put that back up, Jesse. If you look at the scorecard on our video stream, there is one hole we made a par on, and we only had three putts. It was a right-to-left slider. I don't like right-to-left putts. I didn't even use a mulligan because I thought we'd waste it. So there you go. That gives you a good indication of how this plays out.
Okay. Evan, there's a lot of guys not taking part in their mini camps across the league. TJ Watt, Trey Hendrickson, Terry McLaurin. What do you make of this trend line today throughout the NFL?
Yeah, so you have to explain this to me, Jason, because I was, you know, this was all happening during our show this morning as Shefty was reporting all of this. Hold-ins or hold-outs are these guys? Because this is the new trend, right? The hold-in is Tausch could not be happy with his contract with the Packers. He shows up, and to that, my back's hurting. They can't question the injury, and you can't find him.
Hey, so, Evco. I know you're an old 90210 fan. It's the old Donna Martin sit-in with the graduation back in the day. That's what this is the sit-in.
So this is a Donna Martin graduate situation? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, the graduation is, do they get the contract? Otherwise, nobody graduates. Donna Martin graduates, but they all sat in order to support her. All right, continue.
Yeah, shout out to Mrs. Teasley, the principal. Now,
the best name at a sitcom, Nat Piscicchio, that ran the Peach Pit? Like, is there a better name for a guy that runs the Peach Pit than Nat Piscicchio?
Well, I'm guessing he named it the Peach Pit after his last name, don't you think?
Maybe.
No, I think it was Busticchio. But how about his name in real life? Joe E. Tata. I mean, that's a great name for that guy in real life.
That is a good name. That's true.
And then, so many good names on that show. What about Saved by the Bell? Stacy Carosi, and then Mr. Carosi, who ran the beach club in the summer. Mr. Carosi is a good name. Mr. Belding for a principal, Saved by the Bell, sounds great.
Rod Belding, one of the great lines. I had beers with Richard Belding, and I got him to autograph some stuff. When Rod Belding came, one of the best episodes ever, Cool Rod comes to take the kids out on a whitewater rafting trip, goes in, and you know what? And this is, I guarantee you, Matt Coonan is loving this. And Rod finds some chick and says, adieuces to Zach and the boys, and then they have to go with Rich Belding instead. And everybody started to come around and think, maybe he's cooler, but dependability in a principal, much more important than coolness. One of the great episodes of all time.
Can we not blow past you've gone out drinking with Dennis Haskins? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yeah, he was at a UW Green Bay event, and Brad Bedell, one of my old buddies that played O-line, was friends with him. So we ended up having beers out on the east side of Green Bay with Richard Belding for a night. Let me tell you something. He's got stories. I don't know how much to believe, but Dick Haskins had stories now.
All right, Tausch, I got to walk you through a couple of debates that I've had over the years, maybe in the morning with men. So would you rather hang out at the Max or the Peach Pit? So the Max is the Saved by the Bell Diner, the Peach Pit.
The
really?
Max. Not even close.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think it's the combination of Kelly Kapowski and probably what's-her-face, Spano. And I think that's a crew you wanted to roll with. AC and Zach. Yeah, that's all right. I would have been with that crew.
I would take Peach Pit. Here's why. First of all, obviously Brandon Walsh is getting your orders right. Would you agree?
Yes, he's more meticulous, that's not why you go to these diners.
No, but hold on a second. This is the greatest question maybe ever asked since the statement I had a couple of weeks ago with you guys about Jordan Love. Has Brandon Walsh ever gotten an order wrong? I feel like he is a perfect waiter. You know that he has the pen and the pad there. He's never just doing it off of memory, right? So Brandon Walsh, you know, is getting he's getting your order right. Nat Bisticcio, I mean, in the mix, you know, the milkshakes are going to be good. The burgers are going to be good. The food's going to be good. Plus, think about this. You go out with your crew. You go late night Friday or Saturday. You're going to Peach Pit after dark, and you're walking connected to the Peach Pit for late night food. That's unbelievable.
Wow. That all is fair, and they pulled some major acts back in the day. I think they had like Maroon 5. Like Bisticcio was
pulling it. Wait a minute. Yeah. I know this very well. Yeah. Technically, that was Kara's Flowers. That was Maroon 5 before Maroon 5 performed at the Peach Pit after dark as Kara's Flowers. Look it up, Jesse, with a K.
Well, the other issue that you're missing. You're not getting magic acts. You go to the Max, old boy's pulling rabbits out. He's doing magic. So if you like magic, you're going to go with the Max over the Peach Pit.
Okay, but what about, what's the actress's name who became a megastar who was a waitress there? Oh, my God, I forgot her name. In Million Dollar Baby.
Hillary Swank. No, Hillary Swank.
Not Hillary Duff.
Yeah, I was wrong.
In case you're just joining us, this is our discussion about all the players that are holding in at minicamps throughout the league.
Minicamp underway today.
Ed Helms sucks.
Well, this is important. Okay, now what about? Let me play out another one. You got Brandon Walsh as your waiter, and you're going to the Peach Pit late night with Dylan McKay. Come on, Tausch. You can bring up the magic. Jim Harbaugh walking into the Max, which he did. Jim Harbaugh walked in there, who's Screech's cousin. Screech, I believe, Dustin Diamond may rest in peace, from Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's a Milwaukee guy.
So there you go. I think you got to go Peach Pit over the Max. That's just me.
Well, the tough question, and this is the uncomfortable question, Tiffany Amber Thiessen is in both. Which Tiffany would you rather have hung out with? Kelly Kapowski, or I don't remember her name on 902?
Valerie Malone. Valerie Malone every day.
Valerie.
You know that she invited me to her house for Thanksgiving once and I didn't go? That's a true story.
Kapowski did?
No, Tiffany Thiessen.
Why didn't you go?
True story. Because it felt like a fake invite, like as part of a radio interview.
Who
cares?
Not
actually inviting me. Yeah, I know.
Just wait a second. Right. So you're sitting there on your old show. You're interviewing her, and she invites you over for Thanksgiving, and you all said no?
I've never been more disappointed in my life in you.
Okay, I'll give you another one. Guy Fieri invited us to Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
No, hold up. Hold up.
Hold on, I'm going to give you all the
Guy Fieri, that's cute. Hey, Guy Fieri, that's cute and everything. You're telling me that old girl invited you and Babchick over, and you both. There's no way Babchick is not going over to Thanksgiving. It's not happening.
You think he's spending money to go anywhere? No chance. This is true. True story.
So she invited you to fly down to Texas to see her?
Well, or California, where she lives. Where did you get her living in Texas?
Well, you're not the only person that has adjacent. I have a friend that is very tight with Tiffany. I've tried to get her on the show. It has not worked up to this point. So
I didn't get time.
Let me tell you something. People are around. I'm going to be as appropriate as I can be right now. People around our age, Jason, Mark, and I, grew up loving a lot of people, right? Like looking at people that are interested in females.
Crushes.
Halle Berry. Crushes. Good way of saying it. Had crushes on
Alyssa
Berry,
Milano.
Right? Alyssa Milano. Tiffany Thiessen. Yep. This was like the era of the crushes, right?
Yep.
Tiffany Thiessen in real life, she could literally, you never see her, and you just talk to her, and you would have a crush on her. She's that sweet.
Wow.
She's that wonderful.
But you didn't go to Thanksgiving.
Like, that's correct. I mean, she wouldn't know who I was right now if I walked in the room. This was forever ago. But the point is, I wouldn't.
Maybe she likes Unsportsman. Like, you don't know what her viewing.
What does she think?
She might love USL.
Well, by the way, that's an interesting point. I have been told There is a very, 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 very famous Green Bay Packers fan who happens to be a very big fan of Unsportsmanlike.
Oh, who is it?
And we'll tell you who it is next.
Is he Lil?
He may be.
Wait,
who is it?
I'm not saying, but Jesse may have figured it out pretty quickly.
I asked if he's Lil.
Jesse, give me a hint. Who?
Is he Lil?
Weezy? Lil Wayne watches Unsportsmanlike?
I never said that. Jesse said that.
Oh, Jesse did. Okay.
Well, does he get more sports when he watches that show?
That was something right there. I don't...
Can I ask a question about something about Packers related? If I
It'd be great. Sure, yeah, it'd be great.
No, we're making. Did you watch any show? What did you do growing up, Jason? Did you play sports? Did you have fun? I'm not someone.
Law and Order. No, you watched Law and Order.
All right. I appreciate that. I watched both the shows you discussed. You guys were riffing. I wasn't going to interrupt. There are a handful of folks that we are 55 minutes into the first day of mandatory minicamp, and our discussions have covered mulligan usage and the Saved by the Bell crew vis-a-vis the 90210 crew. That's all. That's all. I'm happy to discuss further. I did reference Craig Elo at one point.
Let me bring up something that is important and relevant. So PFT throwing out the first pitch last night at the Brewers game. I was fascinated by this. So he wasn't supposed to. It was supposed to be Arian Foster from his show. They surprised him by doing that. Do you think that was the right move? I was thinking about this. Because if they would have promoted PFT throwing out the first pitch, I feel like even more people would have shown up to see him. But they surprised him with the opportunity to throw out the first pitch to Yelich last night. Have you guys discussed that?
We have not. Arian Foster of draft day fame?
Well, yeah, he's on the micro-dosing pod or whatever it's called I think that's what it is. It's part of Barstool with PFT. It's a very big thing.
He is a Brewers fan, noted Brewers fan, Arian Foster.
He is? That's
Arian
part
Foster?
Know.
How did he become a Brewers
no
fan?
No clue. I just know he is, when you look up like celebrity Brewers fans, he's on the list. And we're like, what?
Has he ever been visited? Has he ever been invited to Thanksgiving by Kelly Kapowski?
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard Jason get couched to break like that. Well done.
That was good. That was good.
Okay, that happens
more
than you think.
In all seriousness. Okay, here's my thing. Yesterday, I'd get up. There was a conversation about the NFC North quarterbacks, because obviously the division is fascinating in terms of the quarterbacks, right? And they were talking, Dan Orlovsky and Peter Schrager specifically, about the QB with the most pressure on them in the division. And Orlovsky said Caleb Williams, no doubt. Schrager said J.J. McCarthy, no doubt. Smalls and I discussed it. CC was off today on Sportsmanlike, weekday mornings, 5 a.m. on ESPN Wisconsin. And Smalls said, oh, it's got to be Jared Goff. Like, they're the closest to the Super Bowl, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, what am I missing? How is it not Jordan Love, who, in my mind, clearly has the most pressure on him because he hasn't had a full season from start to finish where he's been great? And I've got to think that if he doesn't have that kind of season, we then start to relitigate Love in the contract. We start to relitigate Handsome Matt coaching the team. Like, we start to relitigate all of this. I'm not suggesting he's going to have a bad season or that I wouldn't want him as the quarterback or LaFleur as the coach. What I'm saying is, isn't it him or am I wrong on that?
I can't believe I'm saying this. I could not agree with you more. Like, it is a...
And it's not, Jason, it's not firing. It's just relitigating. Yeah, you know?
Right. And look, he benefited in 2023 from there not really being expectations, right? And then he completely outkicked the expectations in the second half of the season, was a huge part of them winning a playoff game on the road in Dallas. He played near-perfect football. And he played near-perfect football for three quarters against the San Francisco 49ers before the two interceptions and the loss in the fourth quarter in the divisional round. Last year, there were expectations. He dealt with injuries. He dealt with drops. He dealt with his own inconsistent play. They lost their last three games. This is a pivotal year for him to show that he is who he appeared to be during the second half of the 23 season. And if he doesn't do that, to your point, I do think there are conversations about, well, how good is he really? And for $55 million a year, because the cost balloons next year in terms of how expensive he is on your cap as opposed to these first 2 years, those are all conversations. Now, the problem with you saying that and me agreeing with it is then we are painted as love haters. And, oh, we don't think he's very good. That's not what I'm saying. And that's not what you're saying. It's a pivotal time for him to show who we, for him to show that he is who we thought he was, and who the Packers thought.
I'm definitely not a love hater for a myriad of reasons.
Yeah, me either.
I think Goody is really, Goody is great at his job. I think I love the idea that he could be better with the Packers than Rodgers was at the end. That competition, this is not an anti-Jordan Love thing in the slightest. I want to reiterate the word that I keep using, which is re-litigate or litigate. I guess you don't have to re-litigate. Whatever the word is, right?
That great word.
In a year.
You must be using it a lot. You can't even remember it.
Yeah, well, I played a decade in the league. You know? I mean, what am I going to say? So can I use that excuse of, like, I watched football for a decade?
Long Island Athletic League?
I'm not from Long Island, but okay.
Staten Island. What am I? What should I have gone with there instead?
No, we're good. The point is, Jason and I are on the same page. Let's hope Jordan Love becomes the greatest quarterback ever this year. If he has a good season and not a great season, we start wondering, is he worth it after this season? Mm-hmm. And by the way, that wonder may just sit back and say, you know what? Yeah, he actually is, because, you know, 30 touchdowns, 12 picks, and 11 wins, and a playoff win. All right, yeah, keep it going. Cool. Then we're done.
Yep.
But like, nobody in Kansas City is like, you sure Mahomes this is worth it? Like, nobody in Buffalo is asking. Nobody in Baltimore is asking it. Right? They're not asking.
Correct.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
That's it. It's just the ask. Are we sure? That's it. All right, we're good.
We're great. Thanks for stopping by the Peach Pit.
See you guys.
That is Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike with a detailed breakdown of why Trey Hendrickson and TJ Watt and Terry McLaurin are not showing up for the mandatory minicamp. I did not get clarification during that conversation. I know that's surprising. So did those guys report and not participate, or are they not even there? I think they're not even there, which makes them finable. I'll double-check that fact, and we'll discuss it.
I think it's $103,000 for missing the three. I think it's over $100,000.
We'll fact-check that and discuss it briefly before I have to get out the door to Lambeau Field for minicamp. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
There are moments where it feels like you're close, but taken holistically, those look like blips.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
To win a championship, you have to consistently be that team.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand. I'm not afraid of getting older. I will escape from dying young. I see the light
and go past my shoulder. Get out the door. Practice starts at 10:30. Quick update on some of the players that are not in attendance. We learned yesterday that Elgton Jenkins did report to the Packers minicamp. Whether he actually does anything, we'll find out here in a few minutes. No Jonnu Smith or Jalen Ramsey at Dolphins minicamp, so they're not there. Trey Hendrickson, it appears, might be there, but not participating. Bills running back James Cook is in attendance at their minicamp. Terry McLaurin of the Commanders is not. No, it looks like Trey Hendrickson nor TJ Watt is actually attending their mandatory minicamp, so both those guys staying away. And as Tausch mentioned,
$104,768 if you miss all 3 days of the mandatory minicamp. A lot of putts.
A lot of mulligans.
And a lot of different topics on Bucks Plus Audio Network and the Behind the Bucks podcast. There you can find the stories of Bucks and Six and Brandon Jennings, Damian Lillard and how he got to the Bucks, the Olympic dreams of Bucks players who played in the Olympics, and, of course, behind the scenes of the Emmy-winning documentary about Giannis's life that was detailed a few months ago. All of that talked about on the Behind the Bucks podcast. You can find Behind the Bucks on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Tausch and Jesse are going to take over for a little while as I make the trip over to Lambeau Field. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.